Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Everyone Leads: Building Leadership from the Community Up, is a nonfiction leadership book by Paul Schmitz, published by Jossie Bass, that argues leadership should be understood as a shared civic practice, rather than a role reserved for executives or formal authorities. Drawing on Schmitz's experience as CEO of Public Allies, the book focuses on how communities can identify, develop, and mobilize leadership among people who are often overlooked by traditional leadership models. Its purpose is both practical and civic. It offers a framework for strengthening nonprofits, neighborhoods, and democratic participation by building leadership from the grassroots level. Rather than centering organizational control, the book emphasizes inclusion, collaboration, accountability, and continuous learning as the habits that enable collective action. It combines personal experience, organizational lessons, and broader reflections on American civic life to show how leadership can emerge in ordinary settings and serve public purposes. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, leadership as a shared community responsibility, not a formal title, the book's central argument is that leadership is an action available to many people, not a privilege limited to those with positions of authority. Schmitz challenges the common assumption that leadership means directing an organization from the top. Instead, he frames it as the willingness to accept responsibility for community outcomes, work with others, and help create the conditions for change. This shift matters because it broadens who counts as a leader and makes leadership development more democratic. In practice, the book suggests that communities become stronger when they stop waiting for a single expert or institution to solve problems and instead cultivate many people, WOCAN contribute, judgment, initiative, and follow through. That makes the book especially relevant to civic work, nonprofit practice, and community organizing, where problems are usually too complex for one actor to manage alone. Secondly, the Public Allies model shows how leadership can be developed intentionally. Schmitz uses Public Allies as the main example of how leadership can be grown systematically rather than assumed to be innate. The organization trained diverse young adults and helped them build skills through real community work, showing that leadership develops through practice, feedback, and responsibility. This approach gives the book a concrete foundation. It is not only a theory of inclusion, but also a method for identifying talent in places that traditional leadership pipelines often miss. The model matters because it links personal growth to public service. Participants are not simply taught abstract management skills. They are placed in settings where they must collaborate, solve problems, and learn from consequences. That makes leadership development measurable in terms of civic contribution, not just career advancement. The result is a practical framework for nonprofits and community groups that want to invest in people while also advancing mission-driven work. Thirdly, asset-based community thinking expands who and what can contribute to change. A major theme in the book is the idea that communities should recognize and mobilize all of their assets, rather than focus only on deficiencies. This asset-based perspective is important because many social problems are usually described in terms of lack, need, or failure. Schmitz instead encourages readers to notice capabilities already present among residents, institutions, and networks. That includes skills, relationships, cultural knowledge, and informal leadership that may not be visible in conventional planning. By starting from assets, communities can build solutions that are more realistic and more inclusive because they draw on existing strengths rather than importing outside authority as the only source of capacity. This also changes the ethical tone of leadership work. People are treated as contributors, not merely recipients of services. The book uses this idea to show why effective community leadership depends on seeing value where others may overlook it. Fourthly, cross-cultural collaboration and accountability are treated as core leadership disciplines. The book places strong emphasis on two leadership practices that are often treated as secondary, connecting across cultures and being accountable to others. Schmitz presents cross-cultural collaboration as essential because communities are diverse and because shared problems rarely sit within one identity group or one institutional perspective. Leadership in this view requires the ability to work across difference without forcing uniformity. Accountability is equally central. Rather than treating leadership as personal influence alone, the book insists that leaders must answer to the people they work with and serve. That means leadership is relational and public, not private or self-protective. These values help explain why the book is useful beyond theory. They offer a standard for evaluating whether leadership actually strengthens communities or merely concentrates control. In effect, the book ties effectiveness to ethical responsibility, making leadership both collaborative and answerable. Lastly, a civic history lens links community leadership to democracy and social change. Schmitz places his argument within a broader history of American democracy and civil rights. showing that collective action has long been central to social change. This historical lens gives the book more depth than a standard leadership manual, because it connects community leadership to democratic practice itself. The message is that democracy depends on ordinary people taking responsibility, building relationships, and working across differences to solve common problems. By linking leadership to civic participation, the book argues that strong communities are not a side issue, but a foundation for a healthy public life. This framing also helps explain why the book resonates in nonprofit and policy contexts. It is not only about improving management, but about strengthening the social infrastructure that makes democratic action possible. The historical perspective makes the book more than a toolkit. It becomes a case for leadership as a civic duty and a democratic necessity. In conclusion, Everyone Leads will be most valuable to nonprofit leaders, community organizers, civic leaders, educators, policymakers, and readers interested in leadership development that is grounded in public service rather than hierarchy. It is also a strong choice for anyone who wants to understand how leadership can be cultivated in communities that are diverse, under-resourced, or overlooked by conventional talent pipelines. Its practical value lies in its emphasis on recognizable disciplines, asset-based thinking, collaboration across difference, accountability, and continuous learning. Its intellectual value comes from reframing leadership as a democratic practice tied to civic participation and social change. What distinguishes it from many leadership books is that it does not focus primarily on managing organizations, personal charisma, or individual advancement. Instead, it argues that leadership should be built from the community up and demonstrated through collective action. That makes it especially relevant for readers looking for a leadership model that is inclusive, socially grounded, and directly applicable to real community work. If you would like to support Paul Schmitz, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.